So you've been hearing all afternoon long that Aliquippa's new acting police chief has decided to remove the department from the investigation into the murder of Rachel Del Tondo. This story becomes more and more bizarre as each day passes, and you almost forget all the different twists and turns that we've actually experienced. So I had the opportunity earlier today to go over to the Beaver County, and I think doing an absolutely wonderful job of reporting on this. And John Paul, the investigative reporter, put together a timeline going all the way back to 2008. So you can kind of get yourself all caught up to where we are today. And he's joining us now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. John, welcome back to KDK Radio. Good to have you.
I appreciate you having me on.
It seems as though that even though we have gone through some really crazy twists and turns on this, with police chiefs being put on administrative leave and then an acting chief being arrested and now a third chief deciding, you know what, we really shouldn't have even be involved in this. Get us all up to speed, if you would, for us.
Well, the current state of affairs is we have now seen three people in charge of one police department over the course of 3 days, which is the first time I've experienced that since I started reporting. The current chief, Seelock, announced to me last night that after discussing with officials in the city and other law enforcement agencies that he was going to recuse the Aliquippa Police Department from any involvement in the Rachel Del Tondo homicide investigation. He is the second acting chief to make such a public recusal. Last week, we saw acting chief Joe Percival publicly announce that he was going to recuse the department from the investigation, but he was arrested by Beaver County detectives before he had the opportunity to effectuate that.
Well, it seems as though this should have been done quite some time ago, considering there was an interconnectedness on so many levels with the police department. Now, who is spearheading the investigation and which police force are they using to gather all the evidence?
Yeah, at this point, the only people left on the case are the Beaver County detectives working underneath the authority of Beaver County District Attorney David Lozier. It was David Lozier early on who made the decision to continue working with the Aliquippa Police Department in the investigation. He gave reporters statements early on in the investigation saying that he would not have the Aliquippa Police Department involved if they weren't a department that was both capable and a department filled with men of integrity. Since that time, we've seen quite a few things happen with the department that call into question the assertions he made early on in the case. Another thing that the district attorney told reporters early on was that the Aliquippa Police Department was not the subject of investigation, and we now know that to not be the case as well. With my reporting, we have seen the Pennsylvania State Police come out and say publicly that they are, in fact, have ongoing active investigations into the Aliquippa Police Department. And as of today, those investigations remain ongoing.
With those reports, it seems as though it would be somewhat reasonable to have the county DA turn over the investigative authority of this completely over to the state. Are there any calls by any officials that you're aware of for that to happen, maybe even to turn it over to the attorney general?
We've seen Aliquippa Councilman Matthew Modest come out early on and say that he believed the Pennsylvania State Police should be investigating this. The district attorney in Beaver County does not have a good working relationship with the Pennsylvania State Police. The Pennsylvania State Police early on in the district attorney's term was engaged in an ongoing corruption investigation into the Beaver County treasurer and the Beaver County district attorney, using his words, quote unquote, fired the Pennsylvania State Police from that investigation, claiming that they did not have the authority to investigate anything in the Beaver County courthouse without his written permission, which he said he would not be providing. So since then, the relations between the Beaver County district attorney and state police have been at best strained.
John Paul is joining us. He's investigative reporter with the Beaver County. And where are we on the investigation of the murder of Rachel Del Tondo?
Well, that's a very good question. As a reporter, it seems like I'm spending far more time writing about the people doing the investigations rather than the people who should be investigated. What we know at this time is Rachel Del Tondo's mother, Lisa Del Tondo, has told me that investigators with the Beaver County District Attorney's Office told her about a week and a half ago that it could be months until an arrest is made, that they believe they have some evidence but not enough evidence to win a trial, and that they're waiting for additional lab reports to come back before they effectuate an arrest. Whether or not they're actually that far out remains to be seen, and we're getting conflicting information on that.
How typical is it for authorities to wait for sufficient evidence to convict before they'll even arrest?
What the officers on the ground have told me is they believe they have enough evidence, enough probable cause to make an arrest, but they agree with what I'm hearing out of the courthouse that it is at this point a circumstantial case. It is obviously at this point a very high-profile case that has made news not only in Beaver County or in Pennsylvania, but literally worldwide at this point. And the district attorney, who is not experienced in criminal law, having never tried a criminal case before being elected, seems to be very nervous about what might happen down the road.
Do you have reason to believe in your investigative journalism that there will be more twists in this case before there's ultimately charges brought?
I think, unfortunately, what we're seeing is a wide-scale, ongoing investigation into public corruption involving not only the Pennsylvania State Police and the Attorney General's Office, but also the Federal Bureau of Investigation that, as of today, was conducting interviews of officers in Beaver County. We're seeing that meet head-on with a homicide investigation, and unfortunately, I think that is what's leading to a lot of the chaos that we've been seeing.
Once again, John Paul, investigative journalist with the Beaver County, and joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Thank you very much for your time. Do appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.